Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Barbara Calvano, and welcome to Let's Ask the Angels on Blog Talk Radio. Join me now for guidance and messages from the divine to support you on your path to living with mastery.
Hello, everyone. This is Barbara Calvano, and welcome to Let's Ask the Angels here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm live today, and those of you who have called in, I see you on my call board, and I'll be getting to you shortly at the halfway mark. That's like at 4:30 Eastern time here. And again, if you're new to me, I'm an angel intuitive, certified angel card reader, oracle cards, and also life coach. And if you want more extensive information about me, you're welcome to visit my website, which is bcalvanocoaching.com. Information here on the page of the Blog Talk page or wherever you will be listening to me on replay, your favorite streaming platform. So I'm super excited. I'm back on track as I did since 2013. I was doing weekly shows, and then during the pandemic, I went to monthly. And I'm going to be back doing weekly again. And today I'm going to be giving you the messages for the week. And also I will be having guests on upcoming shows, going back to that, and then announcing events that I'm doing either online or here in the New York City area, one of which is next Sunday at the New Life Expo, one of the longest running expos in the country, by my friend Mark Becker. And I will be speaking on Sunday, the 20th, at 10:30 in the morning. I'm not usually a morning person, but we'll get this done. And I'll be talking about creating your life with the angels, a creating an extraordinary life, which is a topic I speak about often. And I look forward to seeing those of you there. And I'll be having raffles for free decks and a book, and also a session with me, a one-hour session, and discounts on my readings. So we always make it a party when I do my public talks. So that's next Sunday at the New Life Expo. And again, all that information is at my website. And if you subscribe, you're going to stay updated to other things that I'm doing, like an angel circle, which I've done in the past, where we go in-depth in meditation and healing. So here we go. The messages for the week, you know, I often am guided to share things that are going on in my life too with you. And so the topic today is called Reclaim Your Power. And so what that suggests is that perhaps we have given it over. So in preparing for this and also for my talk on Sunday, you know, I got to see that I have been in inquiry and studying mind, body, spirit since I was about age 20. So that's 50 years, 50 years, half a century I've devoted myself to learning, and I continue to learn, and I apply what I learn to myself. And I can say that one of the things that I've gotten out of being in curiosity and investigating and learning throughout my life as a modern dancer, an artist, an actor, and now as a spiritual teacher, applying all this together, one of the things that I've had is health. I've had abundant health. And even if I had some minor health issues, I've been able to overcome them. And in this time, we are bombarded by a lot of sickness. And I'm also doing an advanced study right now with essential oils with a program called Symphony of the Cells, which I think is one of the most profound healing modalities that we can do to heal our trauma in our bodies. And I'm really, really excited about it, because what I saw was that a lot of people have PTSD from this life, but also from past lives. And like, how do we release that? And there's a lot of ways in which we've been all doing it. If you're into any new age or some of the holistic methods that are available, anything from frequency healing with sound bowls, tuning forks, eating properly, eating more pure foods. And one of the topics that I've been looking at is dead matter, the amount of dead matter that we've consumed, that also when we combine that with our thinking, that may be toxic, that ends up being dead matter in our body also. So it's really, really fascinating to see what can be released. And I just finished a 4-week wellness program, and I was able to, you know, when you really start healing on a cellular level, you relive. Yeah, not great, but you're able to bring up memories to have them exercised from your body, like literally cleared out of your system. Now, why do I say all this? To have extraordinary life, to live life where with feeling grace and ease, we want to be kind of happy, right? Even joyful. How do you do that? How do you do that in this world, especially the way things are going? And the world itself is healing. It is literally as if it has a condition where everything that's not well within it is coming up to the surface to be healed. So when I share oracle cards, angel cards, how to connect with angel frequencies, what it's all about? It's about raising your frequency, raising your ability to feel that goodness despite all of the chaos in the world. So learn how to be present in the midst of a lot of noise. And that could be real noise or inner noise. How do we do that? How do we find peace in this world? And, you know, you can get a real...
Hello, this is Barbara Calvin.
I clicked on the wrong thing. So you can get a reading that helps you reconnect, just like I did there, to the frequency. What is the frequency? It's a feeling. It is an actual vibration that when you bring into your body more, you become more of that. You know, it's been said, you become like the five people that you most hang around with, financially, even intellectually, the group that you stick around with. You very may well begin to become like that. I remember going to a gathering of some relatives, and this was a good 20 years ago, and the first thing they all started talking about was, what medications are you on, or what did your doctors prescribe you? And I'm not against medical doctors, per se. They are well needed. But we have learned to be giving our power over too much to others. And it is a time to reclaim our power, meaning being an advocate for yourself. Instead of getting angry, like they didn't give me the perfect answer, most of them can't. They really even don't know. They know what their pharmaceutical, you know, companies are pushing them to, what drugs to give you. So learning to be intuitive is very important, very valuable today in terms of our health, our relationships, and how we're going to navigate in this world at whatever age that you're at. So learning to be intuitive happens when you start inviting the frequency of angels. So when I say let's ask the angels as my show title, it's not like they're going to give you the particular answer to all your problems. They're going to give you the frequency from which you can choose to step into and then begin to do the work. And what do I mean the work? It's like begin to tell the truth of what's working and not working in your life. Begin to be, as I said in my last show, 2 feet in, both of your feet in, to being committed to creating a life, not just reacting, not just an energy I'm seeing a lot of lately, that even when like help is given to people in the hurricanes, you got a bunch of people who are just protesting and cynical and angry, instead of like, thank you. It may not have come in exactly when you wanted to. When has anything ever done that really anyway in our lives? But it's a beginning to be open to gratitude versus always choosing a negative response. This is such a simple concept, but it is probably the core of everything. Choosing. Yes, you have a choice. Maybe it may be unconceivable, or maybe you don't understand that everything is a choice. Now, something can happen, but we can choose how we're going to react to it. And that's also something that happens when we work with angels, and today goddesses, any connection with a divine source, it's like a pure energy source of love, can bring us into a higher understanding of what is going on. Because if you can notice, there's a lot of confusion, and most likely, I hate to say, to, you know, just be prepared that the world is really healing. There's a lot of changes that are going to need to be happen. And the best thing that we can do is strap our boots on, put your blinders on so you can stay focused to your own peace and well-being, because that is what's going to be needed in general for everybody. The more people that can be focused on a higher good for everybody, don't you think that would make a difference instead of people fighting one another? So not everybody will do that. It's easier to just be upset. When I say upset, there are some things we have a right to be upset with. But if we are consumed with it on a day-to-day basis, we lose. We lose our health. We lose our peace. And we actually become almost like a predictable pattern or behavior from families, this generation, past generations. All we're doing is continuing an ongoing negativity. So this is not a Pollyanna approach, like let's just all be positive. What it is if you want to come out of this in your highest ability of well-being, because I'm telling you, it's rattling in the cells of our body. It's rattling in our bloodstream, and it's affecting our organs, and it's affecting all of our choices. And more people are getting sick, which is already, you almost can't stop that at this point. But what the angel showed me recently is that a tiny adjustment that we make for positivity, for being proactive with our health, the angels, the universe sees this as huge. So we may think, well, I'm only going to go out and walk for 5 minutes instead of 10,000 steps like everybody says I should. If I'm only going to walk around the block, like that is making a difference. And when we give ourselves that slack, that tiny adjustments that we can make towards our peace, the angels are really giving us the acknowledgement that is huge. Even just acknowledging these medications are probably not working as well as I thought they could for me. Maybe I could find a way to wean myself off of few and detox some of this, you know, dead matter that's in my body. Tiny thing, but that's actually really, really huge. So it's not for everybody. The masses of people are going to go through this time in history, kind of like with their blindfolds on, just angry. And there's nothing wrong with passionate anger towards something, but it's more important to channel that energy into doing something positive. Like I had some bad experiences with a doctor this summer. I could just have stayed angry and probably made myself even more the containment of more disease. I'm okay. You know, but I was able to catch myself. I saw that as a learning experience, like, whoa, not all doctors are really, some of them are just as confused as everybody else. Overworked, underpaid, not really able to be focused on their patients. So this is a lot that I'm saying, but the main thing in Reclaim Your Power is that it's personal. Nobody can do it for us. It has to be like a personal promise to one's heart. Again, at whatever age you are, whether you're listening in your 20s, your 30s, 40s, 50s, 80s, the tiny change, the tiny shift in consciousness can be monumental for the better. Monumental. The tiniest shift in consciousness. So that being said, the cards I'm using today, the messages and frequencies are from the Divine Feminine by Megan Watterson. And it's a beautiful deck. And again, whether you're a man or a woman, these messages apply to both of us. And also, these are the energies that lived once and then became saints. And there may, most of them were living. And I am not speaking of one religion here. I speak about spirituality that incorporates all religions, all paths. This is about taking the spirit, the courage, the strength of these individuals that I'm talking about. So Thecla has come to us again, and she is the prophetess of true power. Now, if you see the images on the page, you're going to recognize some other things I'm talking about. Here she says, I call my power back from all times and all places. I am my own. If we could live that way, I'm telling you, we would have perfect health. Again, why? What is the big deal about perfect health? I think many of us know without it, you have nothing. Because my husband, who's a chiropractor of about 36 years in New York, he's taken care of billionaires. He's taken care of that. And everybody has health issues. So it's not just about how much money you have. Everyone has some issues that affect their health. And when you lose your health, it's hard even to do the things that you want to do anymore. So Thecla represents the ability to call back power. And I'm not going to go into total history of her, but here she says, there's a point she's a daughter, and at age 17, she hears Paul talking about Christ. And she stays rooted in her place at the window for 3 days so she won't miss a word. All right, so this is back in 70 CE. And she says her mother had arranged for her to be married. And so when Thecla feels called to begin her ministry, she's sentenced to burn for refusing to be a bride. So here she is going against, you know, the family traditions, breaking family, you know, energies. Just as the flames are surrounding her, though, she makes the sign of the cross, and a huge storm puts the fire out. She finds Paul, cuts her hair short, and tells him, only give me the seal of Christ and no trial will touch me. He suggests that she isn't ready for baptism yet. Shortly after, a president of the Council of Syria tries to take Thecla on the streets to be his bride. She tears off his cloak, takes the crown from his head, and publicly shames him for trying to take her without consent. She is then sentenced to death by wild beasts. So this kind of rebelliousness, standing for yourself, was happening even way, way a long time ago. So in the arena, all the women protest judgment of Thecla, proclaiming her innocence. A huge lion enters the arena and approaches her, licks her feet, and bows before her. Thecla enters the pool in the arena that is filled with wild sea lions, and the women fear she will be killed. But she declares, in the name of Jesus Christ, I baptize myself. Suddenly, she's shielded and protected by a great ring of fire, and a glowing white robe suddenly appears on her body. Paul tells her, go and teach the word of God. It is recorded in the Acts of Paul and Thecla that she lived until 90, and that's a long time, you know, back then, and enlightened many. So her story echoes from the ancient world to the modern world. Your life is up to you. That's what the message is. I'm not preaching Christianity here. Your life is up to you. I mean, if you could enter within yourself a powerful statement that I can baptize myself, you know, that's pretty, you know, radical. From those of you who know about, you know, regular religion, right? Yes, there's the power of prayer, of faith, of asking for all people spiritual support, but there's also divine will within each of us. It's will that's aligned with the soul's purpose. We remember what true power is when we divest all outside authority of the power we had been giving them. And that's including doctors right now, anybody else, our parents. Power is calling back all the control we give to others to dictate our lives, our potential life partners, our family members, our culture, even our ego's idea of who we should be. So Thecla reminds us that we do not need permission to be who we are. We can cut our hair short, baptize ourselves. We are not bound by anything except the dictates of our own soul. So we have all the power right now within us to take our life into our own hands. That's a source of fire in itself, the divine will to call back our spiritual authority and claim this life as our own. The question we'll ask ourselves is, where have I given my power away? And our intention is, I call my power back from all times, all places, and I am my own. So you can work in situations and you can belong to a church and you may not agree with everything going on, but you can have a sense of, I'm here, I'm participating, or even our relationships, but I don't have to give away my power. And that's, it takes courage to live that way. And many of us were not programmed to do this. It was kind of culturally programmed in the world for people to be under the authority of people. So like what's happening right now with all the changes going on in the world, it really is about reclaiming your power. And how will you know what's right for you? You go within. Go within personally in your heart. And the next card is Kuan Yin, the goddess of compassion. And here she says, I recognize suffering in order to release it. Curiosity breeds compassion. So Kuan Yin represents the presence that listens deeply to our prayers spoken from the heart. So praying from our heart, asking from our heart, asking from our heart versus being in like a state of reaction, anger, bull in a china shop, just crashing through life, but not taking that moment and asking, what does my heart want? What is my heart asking? And what the heart may be asking is, how do I get out of this relationship? I'm dependent on this situation right now, but I know it's toxic for me and my child, my children. How do I do that? How do I get out of this work situation? How do I get out of this repeated pattern of sabotaging my health? It's getting honest and asking that question. You could do it silently. You can write it down. But being living consciously is being truthful with yourself. Instead of, oh, I'm not really angry. This is just the way things are. Or this is just the way things are. That's kind of like a resignation. This is the way things are. Hear the statement. This is the way things are. Well, maybe this is what is happening before me. But is there perhaps, here's where that word curiosity comes in. Could I be curious enough to know another way to look at this? That's where we have access to new ideas, new tools, and progress can be made. Curious. So her name translates in Chinese as the one who perceives the cries of the world. And scholars believe that no, we don't have to go there. So the main thing about Kuan Yin and her energy is so powerful. She's very deep medicine that comes simply from being willing to bear witness to someone else's pain. So we're living in a world where we're witnessing a lot of other people suffering, women and children, people, we're seeing things happening around the world, in our country and around the world. And after a while, it's not easy, or just in general, it's not easy to look at it. We almost feel that if we stare at it too long, it'll affect ourselves. Yes, it does. It starts to break our heart. It starts to affect our health. So how do we do this? How do we bear witness and be a solution at the same time? There's a type of detachment, not a negative detachment, but being able to just to see and be with someone else's suffering without having the need to fix it. Do we want to fix it? Absolutely. But we may not have the answer right away. Just to be in the moment of bearing witness is huge. Talked about the tiny shifts before. Being able to bear witness, just bear witness to ourselves, our own pain and suffering, and to others. To really listen, we have to move from the ego to the soul so that the story we are listening to doesn't become about us or trigger us. This also applies to the moments when we are listening to the story we tell ourselves about who we are. We are often far harsher and less forgiving to ourselves than we would ever be to someone else. So Kuan Yin suggests that we listen simply with curiosity. So basically, you're observing in the moment, in the moment. So curiosity allows us to detach from needing to take the suffering of someone else we love personally. So we could spend the whole lifetime just studying Kuan Yin's teachings, right? Curiosity is a door that leads to compassion. It frees us from feeling as though we have to react to what we hear, defend, and explain our part in their suffering. We can just perceive the pain that they are in, or we can finally hear our own cries of despair and not seek to judge or justify them. We can just be present to what needs to be heard. Kuan Yin is the powerful energy of giving witness to our own or to someone else's suffering. Often just a calm, abiding presence of compassion is all that is needed to transform that suffering into clear light. So when we take care of ourselves and are able to do that, we can see the next step and action we need to take in the world, right? In the world. But we need to take that moment and get really quiet within ourselves. So the question is, what pain or suffering can I listen to now with curiosity? And the intention is, I recognize suffering in order to release it. Curiosity breeds compassion. So light does come in once you get quiet. But the tendency of human beings is to get into anger, reaction, and fear. Therefore, you're numbing yourself. You're kind of like in a state of, you're not present because you've got this other thing going on in your bloodstream, your heart rate, your heart rate and your blood pressure, and you're not present. You're probably not even breathing deeply. But when we have the courage to sit with it, something happens. And I can only explain it as everything becomes more expansive, bigger, lighter, freer. Does the actual situation change? No, but our perception of it lifts. And I speak from this, from experience in this. This happens a lot in 12-step rooms in the chairs of recovery. This happens in meditation. I want to say proper meditation, you know, and it happens in some yoga classes, where you're really responding to your breath and your body in silence. And then the third card we have is Kali. So we've got three powerful goddesses for this week, goddess energy. And here it says, the mother of the universe. I release all that doesn't serve me. It's time to be the truth of who I am. So you can see how the first two cards bring us into this, almost like a conclusion. Kali embodies the ultimate wake-up call to get us aligned as soon as possible with what we have come here to do. Some of you may say, what do you mean by what did I come here to do? You know, I got to pay my rent. I got to do this. I got to do this. I got a medical problem. And ultimately, what did we come into this world to do? What might you think that is? And I often talk about it. Try on with curiosity. It may be to have joy. Yeah, that seems totally impossible when we see what's happening in the world. But for each and every person to have that moment of peace and joy may be why we are here. And in the meantime, yeah, there's a lot of witnessing to do. There's a lot of shifting. There's a lot of situations where who's going to be the holder of peace? Me? It might be tag or it. We may have to be the holders of peace. And then what happens when we are peaceful? That energy emanates to another person, lights another candle, lights another human being, lights another human being. Or we become that side of the world, the people who are just in righteous anger. There is something to be angry about. But we're not going to solve the problems with just anger. It's a catch-22. We got to be able to see that, which is, I can't find the word. Without compassion and bring compassion to it. And from what I've heard from my own spiritual guides, we're actually, the light is actually winning. So what can I say that about that? There are more people who are connected to bringing peace in the world than not. And if you only see the things that are on the news and the internet, you're not going to be able to see it. This is going to come from you on your own, in your meditative walks, in your own moments of silence between you and your higher power, your own personal source. So Kali, her name comes from the Sanskrit word meaning the fullness of time. And she's the divine protectress and the mother of the universe because she can cut through illusion and grant us the reality our soul came here to manifest. So Kali can help us find that joy. And what it's going to look like, it could really look like, is cutting away, throwing away, pushing aside, getting out of our lives all of that dead matter. And that dead matter, I'm using that word to include toxic thoughts, being around people that really are not, you know, they're really not choosing to go anywhere in their lives. I'm not going to use the word loser, but I'm going to say they're so caught up in being a victim that if we keep ourselves with them out of just feeling we have to be nice, we lose. This is, our lives really are a race for joy and peace, but not just for ourselves. We have to demonstrate it for the others to show that it can be done. Make no mistake, your inner peace, my inner peace, taking the time to cultivate it is the greatest action one can take to bring that into the world, to bring that into the whole world. Because think, if you can't see anything but fear, anger, and destruction, then what is our life about? Right? It is not easy. It is so not easy. But that's why we call on our angels, our guides, our goddesses. So Kali is a subtle, is subtle as a sledgehammer. So she shows up to strip us of what no longer serves us. And that sounds good in theory, but in practice it can feel as if the ground beneath us has turned to sand. All those illusions about ourselves, especially what we think we're capable of, suddenly dissolve beneath us. When Kali sweeps in, we can easily slip into a feeling like a victim. It can feel as though events are happening to us rather than for us. Does this make sense for anybody? Like, what the hell is going on? We could even ask ourselves, right? So Kali doesn't want us to waste another precious second being someone we are not. I remember seeing my acupuncturist 2 weeks ago, a new one, and she said something to me that just totally woke me up. And I was dealing with this slight issue, a female issue, and she said, you are way more stronger than you realize. And that's what it was. I have all this energy inside of me, but I had a lot of thoughts. I had a lot of dead matter thoughts, thoughts that were toxic about, I can't do this. I can't do that because of my age now. I can't. And literally it was stuck in my body. And we could have that, I'm telling you, at any younger age. I've seen this in 20-year-olds. I can't do this. I can't do that. That thought even limits the flow of creativity, the flow of life in our body, in our organs. So she doesn't want us to be with a partner who doesn't treat us with the respect and love we need to do, the light work we've come here to do. Kali wants to sever the ties our ego has made of fear or of a false belief that we don't deserve better or more. She wants us to get terrifyingly real. She wants us to reckon with the fact that we are not here to please others or to make them proud. We are here to listen to the singular call of our own soul. So Kali is the harbinger of having entered Kairos, or soul time. And stripping the ego to reveal the soul can feel raw and often heartbreaking. But ultimately, Kali has come out of fierce love for the truth of who we really are. She's giving us the opportunity to choose again, to start over, and this time from a place of tremendous wisdom and strength, our vulnerability. She lets us begin again from the bare bones truth of who we are. So hopefully this is reaching to some of you to have the courage to step into something you've been thinking about for a while. Okay? What is falling away from my life right now that no longer serves me? And the intention is, I release all that doesn't serve me. It's time to be the truth of who I am. So this can affect one in many different ways. Because when we are really in our truth, we have a lot more power. We have a lot more abilities. We're able to be in curiosity of things that are not working so we can see an answer that we couldn't have thought of by ourselves. We're provided these messages and insights when we can relax and be open. That is the key word, open. So those are the cards for the week. And I'm going to take a moment, have a sip of water, and do your one card readings. In the meantime, I am Barbara Calvano, angel, intuitive, and life coach. And I'll be speaking October 20th, next Sunday, 10:30 a.m. in New York City at the New Life Expo. Hope to see you there. A whole 45 minutes on talking more about this and giving away gifts and raffles and seeing you live in person. So let me just have a sip of water and I'll do the one card readings. And if you enjoy this podcast, share it with others, please. And also, I'd love to have you give me a 5-star rating on any of the platforms. Follow me here and support me, and that'll make a huge difference for myself and that I can continue to do this for others. All right, so one card readings. I can either pull the card for you or you can ask me a question. And these are short readings. If you want a longer session with me, you know, you can get a 1-hour 10-card reading. Book your session at my website, B. Calvano Coaching, and we'll set that up at your convenience. All right, area code 470. What is your name? How can I help you today? Hello there.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Did you want a reading today?
Yes.
Okay, would you like to ask a question or would you want me to pull the card for you?
Just put a card for me.
Okay, and what is your name?
Betty.
Betty?
Yes.
Okay, Betty, here we go. Thank you for calling in today. All right, my dear, here we go. And this one's calling for. And it has, I'm doing angel tarot cards, and it is Knight of Fire. It describes you or somebody coming into your life to connect with you. Motivational, idealistic, ambitious, charismatic. And it says focus, 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 focus. That is the main message here. Communicate with vision and be a leader. It's asking you to step up. And you may get advice from someone creative, and that could be me today. So your main, it is King of Fire, and it's saying focus, 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 like no kidding. And speak your words, speak your vision. And it's asking you to step even more into being a leader in your life. And this should really make a difference for you. Okay?
Okay.
So that's what we have for you today.
Okay. Thank you.
You are so welcome. Okay. Next caller is area code 518. How? What is your name? How can I help you today? Hello there.
Hi. Yeah. Thank you for taking my call. I'm just kind of wondering what you get around. I don't know how to ask this exactly. A gentleman and myself. I don't know if you need the name or not. Or.
Well, is this somebody that you've met already?
It's somebody I already know, yep.
Okay. And you want to get a sense of how what the angels have to say about that? Okay, here we go.
Correct, yeah.
All right. We'll just do that.
Yeah.
And today the angels are saying, listen to the messages of the other people that called in, and their message may apply to you also. So what I'm hearing from them is also to step up being a leader in this area of your life. Step up and be a leader even more than you've been. And here's the card is 10 of Water, and it says, a contented and rewarding family life. Your emotional needs are met, and trustworthy relationships. So I don't know. So I don't know if you're, you know, how do I say this? This is what you're looking for. And this is what you'll have if you stay committed to it. All right. It says again, a contented and rewarding family life. Your emotional and material needs are met, and trustworthy relationships. So basically it's up to you. Now, when I say step up to leadership, if there are any communications that need to be said, don't hold back. ask.
Okay. Ask. Okay. Ask. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Anything that you need to ask. You know, don't just don't overstep anything right now, because what you're committed to, you're more committed to that than anything else, if that makes sense. You are very committed to having things in a warm and loving manner, but you want to step up. And it says you're up to having trustworthy relationships, then you're also going to have to speak it, meaning anything that you're not sure about in a new relationship, don't hold back.
Okay. Yes, great. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome. All right, my dear.
Okay, have a good day.
You too. Next caller is area code 470. What is your name and how can I help you today? Hello there. Hello.
Hello.
Yes. I can't hear you really well. Can you speak up more?
I lost my voice.
Oh, okay.
Hello.
Okay. Hello. I can hear you now. Yes. What would you like? Would you like me to pull a card for you, or do you have a question?
I want to know about my powers that I got.
I'm having a hard time hearing you today.
My spiritual powers.
Oh, you want to know about your spiritual powers? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the first thing I'm going to say is I don't know how long you've had a problem with your voice there, but many times when we have an issue with our throat and our voice, that has to do with the throat chakra, the energy center in your throat, which has to do with communicating. So maybe perhaps there's something that you are not communicating as powerfully as you could right now. There may be some things that you want to say that need to come out of you, right? So either you can say it to the person, say it to you need to, or you can write it down, right? So it really sounds like you've got a lot of energy in your throat and it really wants to come out. And what that means is feeling safe that you can say the things that you need to say, you know, and that's what the first thing I see. So your card is, my friend, is King of Earth. I love this for you. So it says, generous, professional, responsible, practical. That's describing you or someone that's going to be connecting with you. A successful time, confidently accept opportunities you're offered, and the Midas touch. So what this looks like is that you have a lot more power than you realize right now. And yeah, it's saying to acknowledge that confidence, confidently accept any opportunities that are given to you right now. And maybe if you can't see them, just stay open. Stay open to what's coming towards you. And that throat issue, the throat and your spiritual powers, it says this very well could be a successful time for you. So you want to open your heart, open everything up about accepting that this very well could be a good time for you. Now, it's going to come from you standing in that, like being that. And when we get this word, the Midas touch, is that anything you touch could turn to gold. So step through any fears you have, anything that you think is holding you back, and speak what you need to say. And if you need to, again, I'm going to say write it down. You can write out all the, I'm not going to say negativity, any doubts. You can write that on a piece of paper and then rip it up or throw it away or burn it. But this is a very powerful time for you. So this is what I see for you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
You're so welcome. All right, I'm going to the next caller now. Have a good, good day. The next caller is area code 917. What is your name and how can I help you today? Hello there. Okay, we may not have. Okay, can't hear anybody. Next caller is area code 202. If you would like a reading, let me know your name and how I can help you today. Hello there.
Hi. Hi, Barbara.
Hi.
And I would like a one-card pull, please.
Okay. Here we go. On my call board, it actually has these little hands that are like you're holding up your hand. So maybe it means like the other caller, they didn't have the hand up. Anyway, here we go. And I'm using wonderful Radley Valentine's, my favorite deck. I have like almost 300 decks, and this is my favorite for doing readings. And it's Ace of Earth for you. I love this. The inflow of abundance. And abundance can be finances, it can be health, it can be ideas, it can be good energy, a promising business venture, important documents or contracts. And it's got the beautiful fall colors in the background. It's Ace of Earth. It's the number one card of Earth right now. So I love this. It's just a beautiful, for me, it's like a perfect card for this time of year. And that is the simple message I have for you right now.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I
okay.
appreciate it.
You're so okay. welcome.
All right.
Okay. All right. So those are the callers that I have in today. So we're going to close this show early, but the main thing is you can always listen to this replay again. And again, if you are in the New York City area, welcome. It'd be great to meet you. I've met some of my listeners throughout the years, and it's been really wonderful. And also subscribe to my newsletter so you can stay updated on some of the activities that I'm going to be doing, more things online, classes, and if you want a reading, you want your one-hour reading with me, you can book that also at the website. So my friends, have a beautiful, beautiful day. Stay clear. Listen to the messages the angels are trying to give you, and have a wonderful life. We'll see you next week.